I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. President Bush gives the State of the Union speech tonight. It's one of those prized national rituals that brings a sense of occasion to the often turbulent world of politics. And on this occasion, dear listeners, we are going to bring you our own State of the Union speech. It comes from comedy writer Peter Melman, who's a Day to Day contributor. Should this bear any similarity to the actual speech the president delivers tonight, we are surprised, we are shocked, and we apologize. Mr. Melman, take it away.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and those of you who were invited and guests, I stand before you tonight to tell you that the state of our union is, well, it's okay. The union's all right. It's not horrible. It's not fantastic. It is what it is. We got 292 million people. How am I supposed to know what state the union is in? I mean, you tell me. Obviously, we have some big problems, and I don't know what the hell to do about any of them. Millions of our citizens have no health insurance, and even amongst those who do, a lot of them never learned how to properly swallow a pill. Our family farmers are struggling to make ends meet, no matter how much they water their plants. Joblessness is way up. As always happens to presidents just before the State of the Union, I recently met someone who perfectly illustrates this problem. Randy Brown is a young man who recently graduated from college with a degree in reverse psychology and a lifelong dream of becoming the first white director of the NAACP. After 3 days of frustration, he is in despair, living from day to day off his massive trust fund. I invited Randy to attend tonight's State of the Union. Randy, stand up. Thanks, Randy. All the best to you. With high unemployment, we're also seeing rising levels of criminal activity, the most alarming of which is the spike in so-called hate crimes, although ambivalence crimes are also popular. My fellow Americans, we can't have this. As a nation, we have to learn to be tolerant of each other. As individuals, we have to learn to be less annoying. Now let's move on to foreign affairs. After 8 months, we haven't found any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We looked everywhere. We even looked in Saddam Hussein's hair. No bombs. Yes, we did capture the guy. But are we safer as a nation because we captured Saddam? No. We're safer as a nation because we captured Lee Malvo. And that's why I invited Mr. Malvo to tonight's State of the Union. Lee, stand up. Thanks, Lee. All the best to you. Now, we are making some progress in bringing democracy to Iraq. What was the first thing the Iraqi leaders did with their brand new democracy? They declared a holiday. Apparently, after decades of brutal dictatorship, all these people really want is a 3-day weekend. I think it's time we ask ourselves, why are we so nuts with democracy anyway? Maybe for some people, democracy is just not their thing. Some folks enjoy a good dictatorship. You don't have to register to vote, and it takes a lot of the guesswork out of free will. At this point, I'd like to suggest 3 measures to improve our nation. Number 1, Americans must stop rooting for the underdog. When you're the only superpower in the world, it's unseemly to root for the underdog. Besides, the favorite usually wins. Number 2, an amendment to the Constitution banning all forms of cheese on cheeseburgers except American cheese. Why would we allow an American to put Swiss on a burger? We have a national cheese. Let's use it. Finally, number 3, I truly believe if we force the auto industry to put the gas tanks on the same side of all cars, we'd be a lot more cheerful as a people. Okay, that's it for the State of the Union. Good night, God bless you, and God bless America. Which reminds me, I invited God to tonight's State of the Union, but he never RSVP'd. All the best to him anyway.
Peter Melman graduated to writing for Day to Day after his previous job with the TV show Seinfeld. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.